Holiday shopping season is officially over, which means we're in holiday returns season. But so far, it's been a strong period for retailers, with November sales up 5% from last year, according to the National Retail Federation. And consumer confidence overall has hit its highest point since 2001. So joining us now with more, Sonari Glinton, NPR business correspondent. Hi there, Sonari.
Hey, Magda. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you, too. So tell us, what do we know so far about the holiday season? Did retailers do as well as they'd hoped?
Well, here's the thing. What's good for consumers is not always good for retailers, right? So if you think a strong dollar, low unemployment, falling prices for consumer goods, record levels on markets like the NASDAQ, relatively low gas prices, you know, home values are up. I could keep going on and on. Those are all good things. But when you look at what's happening with retailers, consumers have gotten smarter. And when a billion items were shipped on Amazon over the holidays, that's a record for them. People are using their smartphones not only to buy, which, you know, that's where all the growth in retail is essentially, but they're also using it to comparison shop. So they're demanding more deals. And so that means that while all these other numbers are great, retailers are like, meh, because of a myriad of reasons and mainly a smarter consumer.
I see. Okay. So we saw that over the holidays then. Is that on par with how retail has been doing overall this year?
Yeah, and yes, exactly. And what you need to understand is during the last economic collapse, right, we talk about the housing boom, right? But what people don't remember, it was a construction boom.
Mm-hmm.
And we built way more retail, way, way, way more retail than we could use or that any sort of industrialized nation needs. We have three times as much retail space per person than any of the other industrialized nations. So you have, while you have this disruption coming with Amazon, you also have this, you know, retailers who are just doing who aren't doing as well. They have to maintain all of this real estate, all of these distribution centers. And 8 out of 10 of retailers are online, but are they, I mean, when was the last time someone bought an online item that wasn't from Amazon? I mean, think about how far down the list you have to go before, you know, you're picking it up at, you know, your local
right.
A&P or things like that.
Right. Yep. So, as you mentioned earlier, though, like what's great for consumers may not be so good for retailers. I mean, that brings us back to the fact that consumer confidence this month hit its highest level since 2001. So tell us more about that.
Well, consumer confidence has been on a trend upwards. We had a bump in November, in part because of the election. And remember, you know, the stock market is going gangbusters. It's reaching levels. That has to do with what's going on sort of at the top. You know, the average American does not have stocks and isn't more wealthier. But it's that feeling that things are good and things are going this way. So, you know, when we look at the economy as we're going forward and that consumer confidence number, the strongest number was the one that was not necessarily economic conditions right now, but the economic conditions 6 months. And when you look at tax cuts and lower regulations and an excited business class, then that translates into higher consumer confidence.
I see. So hope does spring eternal. Well, NPR business correspondent Sonari Glinton, thank you so much and very happy new year to you.
Happy new year to you and everyone who's listening.